The WCLT Radio Group presents your hometown podcast.
I'm Sergeant Don. We're going to talk with Chuck Moore with the Food Pantry Network about this year's Operation Feed campaign. It's the Food Pantry Network's biggest fundraiser of the year. Chuck, we're going to talk about the annual Operation Feed campaign. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the Food Pantry Network's annual Operation Feed campaign kicks off on March 1st. We're in our 32nd year of collecting food and money to help feed the needy families here within Licking County, and we're excited about that. So it'll kick off on March 1st and run through March 22nd this year.
Well, tell me about the supermarket sweep aspect of it.
So Supermarket Sweep started a year after Operation Feed, and it's an event that we hold out at the Indian Mountain Mall where teams, corporate teams, can come in and participate. It costs $100 for a two-man team. And what they do is they run through our makeshift grocery store and try to grab as many items that we have on a grocery list for them to get. Now, the great thing about this is you have 1 minute. You have one of the small carts. You're tied to the cart, so you can't leave your partner. And typically, if you get two or three items right, you do really well, because we'll have multiple types of green beans, and you have to get the right size as well as the right brand or different types of drinks, and you have to make sure you get exactly what it says. So if yours says green beans, no salt, you better grab the no salt, otherwise you lose points. So a lot of times, if you get out with two or three points, and you've done really well in that minute time frame.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's really an enjoyable event. The companies that come out and participate seem to have a lot of fun. We actually get to run through it twice, so we do a first round and then turn around and do a second round. That way, if they don't do well the first time, they have a chance to go back and prove themselves the second time.
All right. Now, when is that Supermarket Sweep?
Supermarket Sweep is on March 5th at noon out at Indian Mountain Mall. However, we do need registrations in advance so that we can order shirts for each of the people that are coming to run in with the company names on the back of them.
I want to talk a little bit about the food pantry now. How many people does the food pantry serve?
So in 2021, we served 49,000 families throughout Licking County. Now, when you hear that, you think, wow, you served the entire county. But that is, sometimes we'll serve families two or three times in a given year. So if we do as a duplicate count of families. But last year, we also distributed 3.7 million pounds of food to those within Licking County. 35% of that food goes to kids, whether they're going through a pantry, an after-school program, a weekend backpack program with the Y that we do. And then 10% of that, the food that we distribute, goes to the elderly. And really, the elderly come to our produce market a lot. They like to get the fresh produce, and they're able to utilize that a little bit more than other folks. So really, over the past couple years, we've really pushed the produce market to make sure that seniors will come in and get that. It's hard when you have a senior say, I've lived through worse, I can do without. And we just tell them, look, produce is free, it doesn't cost me anything, and it will go bad if you don't come in and get it. So they typically will come in and get the produce.
Well, thank you for addressing the produce. That was one of my thoughts. I know, at least when you do Elves in Action and some of the other food drives, it's more about non-perishable food. And then I know that a dollar goes a long way than a can of beans.
Yeah, so with our acquisition power with Mid-Ohio Food Bank, basically what we can do is for 12 cents, we can acquire and then also distribute a box of cereal. So we move everything at about 12 cents a pound. So our ability for cash donations to come in, we're able to acquire that food and then get it right back out into the pantries or the after-school programs or the other programs and make sure that it goes out quick. And that way families within Licking County don't have to worry about where the food's coming from. We're going to be able to get it in and get it back out.
You said pantries in that descriptor. So how many pantries do you serve?
We have 21 pantries. We provide food to three shelters, a number of after-school programs, and a number of food kitchens throughout Licking County. All in what we do is about 46 feeding agencies here in Licking County. The pantries are going to give a 3 to 5 day supply of goods. So you're going to come in and get those dry goods that we talked about during like Elves in Action or even during Operation Feed or some of those. They're going to come in and get the dry goods, take it home and cook it. Then the other programs are really programs where we want to make sure that those folks that are active in other programs like the Yes House or Boys and Girls Club, that they have food when they're in there to eat. Some of those will be snacks. And then, like, of course, the Salvation Army Soup Kitchen does three meals a day. So we're providing additional food to them. New Beginnings Shelter has folks come in, and maybe we want to make sure they have food for hot meals as well. All in all, about 46 agencies were feeding programs throughout Licking County, and we're making sure that they have the food that they need. And that's really what Operation Feed does. It allows us to get the money and the resources to go out and get that food and get it into their hands.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Chuck, what do people need to do if they need assistance?
So the best thing to do is call us at 740-344-7401. And a lot of times people will call 211, which is great. 211 does a fabulous job. But if they call us directly, we can then let them know where the produce markets are at. We can let them know where the soup kitchens are at. We can let them know which pantry they're assigned to, as well as which are the extra pantries that they can go to. So it's easier if they just give us a call at 740-344-7401, and we'll direct them in the right direction.
So talking about Operation Feed, how can people help and participate in Operation Feed?
If you're a company leader out there and you haven't signed up yet to host an Operation Feed campaign in your company, have someone from your staff reach out to us. They can find us on the website or even now on Facebook. I think we're on LinkedIn now. And just reach out to us and we can send them a packet of information to get their company up and running. If you're just an individual in the community that wants to support us, the easiest way is online donations on or off of our website, or mail us a check at the Food Pantry Network, or even come in and drop off cash. If you come in and drop off cash, though, please ask for a tour. I'd love to show the facility off and to let people see where their money's going, to make sure that they know that we're doing a good job with their donation.
Well, that makes total sense. And yeah, everybody likes a tour of a nice facility.
Yeah, they do.
Chuck, tell me what the goal is for this year's campaign.
The goal is 2 million food item points, which means absolutely nothing to just about everybody. But we have categories, so a dollar gets you 10 points. But if you're buying spaghetti sauce, you may get 6 points. And so we have categories that really kind of break that out. And what it allows us to do is really put money, cash is the top priority, and then we work down. So what we tell people is, look, if you go out and buy a box of cereal for $3 or $4, and you donate that, you're only going to get 1 point for that. Because of our acquisition power with Mid-Ohio and our ability to move at roughly 12 cents, we really want cash to come through. But there are certain items that we don't get from Mid-Ohio, and so those will be a little bit higher, starting with about 6 points or 5 points, so that it really focuses in on what we need compared to what you just want to go out and get.